This is Chuck Chat Freestyle for Thursday, August something or other. Is it the 8th now? 7th. 7th, because yesterday was Julie's birthday. 7th of August, 2014. I don't know why I don't just write that on the piece of paper every time. Yes, I have show notes. Real show notes. Todd is not in the garage, but I am. And the garage is looking much better as we go through the diary of someone moving across the country. The cabinets, two metal cabinets in the garage. Oh my gosh, this thing actually closed the first time. It's all bent up and banged up. They're both empty. You ever try and pack a leaf blower? It ain't easy, but I did. Got to find just the right box and just the right things to put around it and disassemble it massively. Yeah, those things come apart. At least mine does. It's electric. I don't have a gas-powered one. Everything is packed up. I cleaned out the upstairs of the garage. I have for sale in a telescoping pole that lets you change floodlights from very low distances. Or if you have vaulted ceilings or soffits way, way up high, you could use that. Got to sell that on Craigslist. Excuse me. I have a Wagner power painter. I have a double bit axe, a sledgehammer, and one of those old time saws that took two people to cut down a tree. Yeah, the kind that goes back and forth and back and forth. And a person on each end. I have about 5 feet long. I don't think the American Pickers guys are coming around anytime soon, so I'm going to try selling all three of those on Craigslist for $20-$25. We'll see what happens there. And the cabinets, hope I can get $20 a piece for them. I paid nothing, so that's just pure profit. The garage, as soon as I get rid of this load of, I'm looking at probably another 12 boxes and bins and buckets and things. Might actually be able to get both vehicles in here again, first time in months. Yeah, that's disappointing. And Donna can take a load of donations to Play It Again Sports and the Habitat for Humanity's Restore Place and lots of other things. I don't think there's anything on the Dragon Con list. Thinking, I haven't done anything. No, there is nothing. I'm in a holding pattern. Tomorrow should be Ship the Santa Costume to Craig Day. He'll be back from vacation, and I will be heading towards San Diego, or in San Diego by the time he gets it. So that's going to be a chunk of change that I got to find some scratch for. We'll see what happens there. I am watering the grass. I don't know what it is with landscaping people, but they seem to be the worst people at growing grass. This is the second time I have had people just throw grass on the ground, open bare ground, and say, oh yeah, that's fine, it'll grow. I have never seen that work, but yet I'm falling victim to their expertise and thinking it'll grow as long as I water it twice a day. Yeah, we'll see about that. Last time, it didn't grow, and I wound up putting more grass down, and then I put straw down, which straw seems to be the universal help grass grow stuff. You can try that stuff that looks like an old mattress shredding or pillow or whatever it is. I never got that to work. That has the seed and the fertilizer and the bedding or whatever it is all in one. Never got that to work. Straw, good old-fashioned, go buy yourself a $3 bale of hay, throw some seed on the ground, throw that on top, and water the crap out of it, and you will get results in about a week. 2 weeks, it looks pretty decent. A month, you can't tell anything was ever, that there was never any grass there. So I'm going to follow their damn directions and see what happens, but I don't believe this will work either. I'll play stupid for another week. I'm not seeing any signs, but hey, it's only been 3 days. After a week, if I still don't see anything, we'll see what happens. The best chance is in the backyard where the stump used to be, and there's already kind of grass growing where there shouldn't have been grass growing originally because I had flowers and bark around the base of the tree. Well, there's no tree there anymore. So we'll see. We are expected to thin out our closets to make them look showroom ready. The less you have in your closet, the more space it looks like there is. So mine are going to be really thin because I've only got about 3 or 4 pair of slacks, and 2 of them are going to be packed by Sunday's open house. I had to actually put some shirts into my closet because I only had about 3 golf shirts or polo shirts, whatever you want to call them. I will be wearing one of those and had to move some from the armoire, some dress shirts, into the closet. And I'll be taking some of those, too. So Sunday's open house is going to look like nobody lives there, practically. There's a few shoes on the ground. It just looks, it looks like a nice empty closet. Something to think Donna's a recent widower or something. But yes, they will look in the closets. I am leaving the boxes up on the shelf of stuff to go to Dragon Con. You can't tell what's in it, but I don't want to move it and put it somewhere and run the risk of misplacing something or getting it accidentally sent to the mini warehouse or whatever. People keep boxes of stuff in their closet. I got two sets of shelves in there. One has, what does one have? Sweatshirts, my karate shorts, and that's about it. I told you, there's not much in the closets. We're getting a little personal on this freestyle. And I don't know what it is. Whenever this project is going to be, if everything makes it to Phoenix, that is expected to make it to Phoenix, it will be a miracle. Not that I don't trust the movers, not that I don't trust us, but I keep moving things and hoping that I'll remember where I moved them or Donna moves them. And because, you know, we got, oh, the realtor's showing up. Quick, shuffle this stuff around for the pictures. And they go, where the crap did I shuffle that? And some of it's not even related to the move. Some of it's just related to me trying new things. I mentioned a while ago that while traveling, I'm trying to travel lighter and lighter. And if it's a two-day trip, I can usually get enough into just a backpack and not take a carry-on or a laptop bag. I can get everything. Laptop, power supplies, phone, power cord, enough clothes for a couple of days in a single backpack. And you can fly through the airports, especially if it's just one of these regional connections that goes from like Appleton to Minneapolis, Appleton, Detroit, whatever. Those regional jets aren't big enough to hold a carry-on in the overhead. So you have to gate check it anyway. And then when you're waiting for it to come off in the jetway, you're standing and standing and standing and standing and standing and standing, 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 waiting for them to get it from the plane to the jetway. Meanwhile, me with the backpack is long gone. Okay. Move through the airports much faster the lighter you travel. Not that they charge anything for the carry-ons. I just don't like waiting if I don't have to. Well, when I went to the backpack, I moved some things out of my... In fact, I gutted the computer bag. Every SD card, every name badge, every punch card, everything was out and put somewhere else. Most of it made it to the backpack, but some of it didn't, and I don't know where that stuff went. I said, hey, Donna, have you seen my noise-canceling earbuds? I have some Bluetooth noise-canceling earbuds that I bought spring of 13. She said, are they in your computer bag? I said, no, I took everything out of the computer bag and did the whole backpack thing. She says, have you checked the backpack? I said, that's pretty much gutted too. I think I traveled once or twice with it, but it's been to karate a few times, so I don't think it's in there. So I didn't bother checking. I checked in the headboard of my bed. I checked in the computer bag one more time. I checked in the box that holds what's left of my office stuff. Couldn't find it. She goes into the backpack. Sure enough, finds them. So, love that woman. She knows where everything in this house is, even when it's not in the right place. Tabs, you were talking about the heat and not having to sweat. Come to Phoenix. It's a dry heat. It was 96 there today. Nobody's sweating in 96. Nobody's sweating in 105. It's wonderful. You don't get this humidity that makes it feel oppressive and sweaty and hot. You can sit in the heat and just enjoy the heat. It's like sitting under a dryer. What else do we have? Oh, milestone of milestones. All of my camera pictures, or all the pictures on my iPhone, are now on Google+/Picasa. I have used PhotoSync on the iPhone, and they are all now backed up there, which ever decreases the need for Dropbox. In fact, this podcast using Dropbox is one of the only things I'm using it for right now. I invited Donna and Julie and Lisa over to the Google Docs Drive Docs Google shared family folder. And yeah, I think I still have my photo pictures over on Dropbox. And now I have to make sure that there aren't any older than what's on my phone. So I may have stuck one or two in there that just never were synced to the phone, but I don't know how that would have happened. So anyway, long story short, that's 10 minutes. That's freestyle. Still moving. Still got some boxes to go. Still doing the barcodes. And got to ship Santa to Atlanta. That almost rhymes. Only he's not going to Atlanta. He's going to Craig in South Carolina first. And then we'll find Santa in Atlanta. I kind of like that. I'm going to have to tag that somehow. Anything else? Did I miss anything? Check the list. The Big Bad Project at work. Next week's training. I'm actually on schedule. Yeah. I was waiting for one guy to finish up his lab and PowerPoints. He sent that to me late last night. And then my boss says, I'd like to run through all of the labs. So I sent him the documents last night. And he got started, and I'm like, oh man, I gotta get this to Diana so she can do the PDF page numbering thing and everything. Then he said, oh, I'll get, he's making really slow progress. And then he got interrupted. He's in California, so he's a couple time zones behind me this week. Normally he's on the East Coast. Blah, blah, blah. Finally got it all wrapped up by about 8 o'clock tonight. I was hoping to get it to Diana this afternoon, so... With any luck, it's not a lot of work. I gave her the 5 steps she's got to do. I gave her the files that she's got to do. She's just got to pull this together and say, here you go. So I expect that done anytime Friday, and we'll get her done and take care of it Monday. But it's too big to print or too expensive, so I'll get that squared away. That's all for tonight. Until next time, 101. Bye.